Today we are going to talk a little bit about the Access to Work programme. Now this is run by the Department for Work and Pensions. And for people with disabilities going into employment, the system can help pay for things like assistive technology, help with travel to work, even support workers as well. So really takes a lot of the financial burden off of employers and gives them the chance to tap into a relatively untapped wealth of talent. Now we have with us Martin O'Kane from RNIB. Thank you very much for joining us, Martin.
Hello, Alan. Well, as you said at the start there, yes, Access to Work is a government-funded programme, and it really can help with funding extra costs and work that result from having a disability. So if you've got sight loss, it can help with funding a range of adjustments. Now, unfortunately, at present, we're aware that a lot of people are actually experiencing delays with the Access to Work process, because the level of Access to Work funding that you get is decided through an assessment that takes place at your workplace. And there is a delay in those assessments happening, and then the recommendations from the assessments being put in place. And we are aware of very large numbers of customers who have pending applications, who are waiting on support. And we know that, you know, significant numbers of those people will be customers with sight loss. So it's a concern for us at the moment.
Is that because there are more people applying or renewing the support, or are there issues with training and staffing at the moment? Because, you know, I'm sure everyone is aware that government departments have been under a lot of pressure over the past couple of years.
Yes, well, we've asked the department for an explanation on this, Alan. And what we're being told is that, there are resourcing issues at the moment, as in not enough staff to support the process. But DWP have said to us that they are recruiting, they are training more people to deal with these delays. And we are working with DWP to constantly ask them, what are they doing about the delays in the system?
So you are actively following this up as well?
Yes. What we've said to DWP is, look, blind and partially sighted people who are caught up in this delay, they really risk their ability to either start a job or they risk an existing role. You know, and that's putting people at considerable stress. And it's putting them at considerable disadvantage as well in the eyes of employers compared to colleagues who don't have sight loss. And that's really, you know, the opposite of what the Access to Work scheme is designed to do. So we really are holding the department to account on this.
You also want to talk a little bit about some help which may be available from RNIB, you know, because there will be, I imagine, some blind and partially sighted people caught up in this backlog.
We would like to offer some interim support to customers who are caught up in these delays and are experiencing delays in getting Access to Work support, either those that are starting work or who are in work who have got sight loss. And we have a number of ways we can help people. So we have a team of employment advisors who can speak to someone who is caught up in this system. We can offer them advice around some adjustments that they might be able to take as a temporary measure. We know that a lot of the Access to Work delays are around assistive technology. So we would be able to advise people on some temporary solutions in terms of technology. There's free software and demo software available that could be put in place. The other offer we can make to people is that we can speak to an employer on an employee's behalf. We can ask an employer to just, you know, be aware of the situation, be a bit more flexible perhaps with an employee as they wait on the Access to Work to come through. Could they be flexible with some of the duties that they do, and really just to act as a support for the employee as they go through this.
Some help and advice available there. And, you know, the advocacy bit sounds great between, you know, the employee or the potential employee and the employer as well. We can have to make them aware of what's available, the help out there as well. Try to bridge that gap. If people are struggling at the moment or are worried about the delays in dealing with their applications, how do they get in touch to speak to the specialist team, Martin?
So if you would like to speak to someone about this, please just call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or email our helpline@rnib.org.uk. And if your query is Access to Work related, you will be referred through to the RNIB specialist employment team, and we'll talk to you about your situation.
Well, we'll come back to you on this, or you, as you say, in ongoing dialogue with the Access to Work team. But thank you for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.